The record yields and production predicted for the U.S. corn crop this year have good potential to get even bigger, according to agricultural economist Steve Meyer.
I mean, it just looks very good. Crop condition ratings are about as high as they've been in many years, and so we're looking at a great crop. We've had very favorable weather conditions. If anything, it's been a little cool in the Corn Belt, but I'd take cool over heat just about any day, and we've had sufficient moisture. This crop is really progressing. About the only cloud hanging over the crop really is it was planted just a little bit late, so there is a little bit of threat of a frost, an early frost. But based on history, the 2 years we're comparing to right now are 1994 and 2004, and in those cases, the final yield got 10 or 12 bushels larger than the August estimate on corn. So my guess is that this crop's going to get bigger before we put it in the bin.
USDA put the average yield at just over 167 bushels per acre for corn in the latest report, at least 2 bushels less than most analysts had expected. And Meyer thinks 180 bushels an acre is within reach. And that's good for livestock producers who are looking at record high feed availability and lower prices.
We're not going back to $2 corn and $180 bean meal, but, you know, we're at the lowest levels on cost that we've been in 5 years. And so, I mean, it's just, and we're not increasing corn usage for ethanol every year like we were. It's pretty much flat. It'll grow a little bit, but not much. And we can probably keep up with that with trend yield growth on corn. We've kind of caught up on the soybean thing. We were very tight stocks last year and this year on soybeans. USDA says we're going to triple those by the end of next year. And so it's just, and we're in a lot better place from a cost standpoint. We're in a lot better place from a demand standpoint.
Meyer says really good news for livestock producers right now is demand, driven by consumer interest in high-protein diets.
Demand has been excellent for both beef and pork. We've had large year-over-year increases in demand, and that's come back. People are willing to pay larger prices for this product. Less concern about fat, cholesterol, an understanding that what we thought about fat and cholesterol back in the 70s and 80s was pretty much wrong, it looks like. A lot more concern about carbohydrates. So some fundamental changes in consumer tastes and preferences that we think has got legs and going to be here for a while.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.